Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 12th, 2014, and the subject of today's podcast is the battle currently ongoing between the chairwoman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein, and the CIA/NSA. Mrs. Feinstein has a long history of defending the CIA/NSA's collection of metadata on U.S. citizens. Just a few months ago, she said it was necessary for the NSA to obtain, quote, the haystack of phone records to find the terrorist needle. Mrs. Feinstein chairs the committee charged with oversight of the U.S. Intelligence Committee. She is supposed to hold them to account. But just a few months ago, she was of the opinion that the mass collection of phone records is, quote, not surveillance, and it should be maintained as an essential tool to combat terrorism. She wrote an op-ed for USA Today in which she noted that NSA's work had been effective in helping to prevent terrorist plots against the United States and our allies. She proposed a bill that would make a few alterations but would not change the basic agency collection of data. She made another controversial claim that has been challenged from time to time, and that was that the phone record collection program had played a role in stopping roughly a dozen terror plots. The director of the NSA at that time, Keith Alexander, admitted after she said that there were really only one or possibly two cases of terrorist activity that would not have been prevented but for the record collection. Being the biggest defender of the NSA/CIA in the Senate is a conflict of interest for the senator since she's in charge of oversight, but also because it appears that the NSA specifically avoided letting her know about their abuses. What really got the senator upset, though, was finding out that NSA also spied on important people like her and like the leaders of friendly governments. She's very upset that foreign leaders have been spied on without her committee being informed. This is in opposition to their activities against ordinary people like us and shows her lack of concern for the American people. It gets even worse, though. It seems that the committee has been conducting an investigation into allegations that the CIA engaged in secret torture of suspects after the 9/11 attacks. During the investigation, the CIA went into the committee computer system and removed documents. The senator, as they say, went ballistic on the floor of the Senate. She accused the CIA publicly of a catalog of cover-ups, intimidation, and smears aimed at investigators, probing its role in the, quote, un-American and brutal program of post-9/11 detention and interrogation. She referred openly to recent attempts by the CIA to remove documents from the network detailing evidence of torture that would incriminate intelligence officers. She accused CIA officials of a smear campaign in the media to discredit and intimidate the Senate staff. She described her allegations as follows, quote, "This is a defining moment for the oversight role of our Intelligence Committee and whether we can be threatened by those we oversee. There is no legitimate reason to allege to the Justice Department that Senate staff may have committed a crime. This is plainly an attempt to intimidate these staff, and I am not taking it lightly." She further said she would appeal to the President to declassify the reports, which he says he is in favor of doing. Well, that speech on the floor of the Senate is known as burning down the House, folks. In summary, it seems that when the shoe is on the other foot, it doesn't fit so well. When it's you and I being spied on, well, that's okay. But her and the other members of the ruling elite, not okay. The Constitution's Fourth Amendment protects us from such activity. But in this world of the ruling elite, we just pay the taxes. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.